when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much. I hope you didn't stay gone too long during the break. And if you're just now tuning in, I'm really glad to have you here. We got two great people coming in here. And just kind of a little light note here, a little lightweight comment. Jason Robb said, I got to watch out about saying transitioning to the second hour of transitioning here, because people are going to think we're trannies here. So maybe to be more politically correct, y'all, maybe we should start saying, well, we're going to tranny to the second hour. We're going to trans to the third hour, y'all. But anyway, you're back here. We've got my sister Monica Schaefer. She's back on here. Really glad to have her. And my little brother went to Charlottesville with this guy, Matt the Mole Goodwin. I tell you what, people, and this is no BS whatsoever. Were it not for Matt the Mole Goodwin, there would be no Blood River Radio in the days of. He not only was he there every week, when he was driving, broadcasting, going down the highway at 70 miles an hour in an 80,000-pound tractor-trailer rig using Bluetooth, he also contributed some heavy-duty money in the early goings. It was really tough. But I would just like to say this too, people, before we go to our regular forte. This is kind of off track, but it does have to do with our white people. And I'll make it short, get to the point. Today, even with all my health problems and things, I went over to the Wolf River Bottoms part where they're having the Mamba Trail Runners. They're having a 100-miler, a 200-miler, and a 300-mile ultra. That makes my little marathon runner seem like this is a warm-up, tune-up for Miss Molly School for Gentlemen's playground hour. But I saw last year, and I'm going to bring this to a point. Last year, I saw the very last finisher come in. I won't lie, I had to cry because he was late. The organizers of the Ultra waited on him. He had looked like probably a broken tibia, maybe. He was bruised all the hell. Keep in mind, folks, it's 100, 200, 300-mile race, and it's through river bottoms, swampy areas. You can't see it, and you have a hard time seeing it at night. They started on Monday this year, and they're still coming in today. And the point I'm making is this. Those people are tough. I'm going to say something else. I didn't see nary a darkie. There wasn't one black I saw over there. They're not going to do that unless there's money involved. And here's the main point. I'm not saying you have to run an ultra. I'm not saying you even have to run a marathon. I'm just saying our people need to. It will help you if you will get in some kind of physical conditioning. Even if we don't have a total breakdown in Canada, in the United States, and the other white nations, which we're on the verge. But someday, and it's probably going to be sooner than later, you are going to have to depend on your body and go deep down inside to get you out of a mess. You may have to walk out of the city. So my advice to you, like I say, you don't have to be a damn ultra runner, but get yourself in some type of physical shape, eat right, take care of yourself, especially so you may have to be called on to defend your family, especially if you're a man. But anyway, we are all Southern gentlemen. Matt is a Southerner. I'm a Southerner. It's a Southern gentleman. We said me and Matt's own sister, Monica Schaefer, and we always, I know Sister Monica Schaefer is tougher than damn nails, but she's still a lady. So we're going to start off with Sister Monica Schaefer. How are you doing, Sister Monica?
Thank you very much, Eddie. I'm doing very well, and I'm happy to be here once again, talk with you. And I know that usually it just goes where it goes, and we don't really have a rigid plan in front of us. But I want to just agree with what you were just talking about, that people should put a high value on being physically fit and healthy. Does not mean you have to run 300 miles. I had never heard of such a race. That sounds insane to me. But anyway, and if he's coming in at the end with a broken tibia, oh my goodness, the pain that he must be in. That's a willpower. That is pure, raw willpower enabled that man to finish.
Yes.
My goodness. But I'm not talking about that. That's kind of, well, not just kind of, that is extremely exceptional. However, in general, to be physically fit at any time, but especially now in these times, it is so important that we put, put attention and time and put a high value on having your health, physical fitness as much as you can. So that means spending time every day on that. So I just wanted to riff off of what you were just telling us about, Eddie.
And you said it so well. And once again, you do not have to be, you don't even have to be a runner. There's other fitness, walking, working, cutting firewood, or like Sister Monica. Sister Monica, I call him a crazy skater, the stuff she does.
Wild skating.
On lakes
and rivers. This year, yes. There was not much of that. Sorry to say, not much wild skating this year.
Yep, wild skating, crazy skating, come close to the same, man. That's almost as crazy as doing a 300-mile marathon.
No.
But anyway.
Frozen lake.
I've got to say one more thing. Sister Monica carries her skates with her all the time. And she'll be just going across the country. This is in the wintertime, and see a lake or a stream or something. Hey, I got to skate there. Not knowing how thick the damn ice is, and I'm thinking that takes some cojones, man. I'm telling you, that I don't think the Bombardier is going to be called out there on the skating on that ice. I'm going to leave that crazy skating to Sister Monica. Well, I guess I've gotten as far off track like I'm notorious for doing. We got old Matt the Mo, my little brother. I'm so proud of him. Matt, it seems just like weeks ago, we rode to Charlottesville together. We participated in the Battle of Charlottesville. What a crazy-ass place that was. But I'll never, ever, ever, ever forget that. We were bonded forever for that, if nothing else, for that one event. And you did. You'll always be a part of Blood River Radio. There would be no Blood River Radio without that, without you. And you're just a good guy all together. Got a great family. Really proud to be associate of yours and a brother of yours. But anyway, you said you wanted to talk about the World War III that's shaping up, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I do. First off, thank you for having me on. Thank you, Monica. It's a pleasure to be back on with you. The cornflower of Canada. I could see her skating up there doing that while I'm skating. Probably playing fiddle while she's doing it too. Well, yeah, I wanted to tell you people, it's a beautiful spring day and I'm doing my spring cleaning. So if you hear any noise in the background, it'll be me working out here while I'm still working on the radio. So you understand, but I'm trying to get my house in order, and I suggest that you get your house in order because we are in a mess, people. What mess am I talking about? Well, the one that only one man in America initiated with his cohort, Bibi Netanyahu, in the Middle East. He went to straight World War III without us, without any of us having any say-so. He didn't even get to go to Congress, which, Monica, as you might know, our presidents are supposed to, according to the Constitution, go to Congress, make a case before Congress as to why we are under threat, why we need to go to war. No, that never happened. This man just amassed 50,000 troops. I've just heard the other day that 5,000 more are on their way to Iran, Marines, you know. And while I'm sure those Marines can handle themselves, the reality is they're vastly outnumbered, vastly, undersupplied with logistics right now. And we have a serious problem on our hands. That's a been declared to me, or it's been described to me as a tar baby, and I think that's a good description. That comes courtesy of Richard Hamblin. But I'll tell you, he called it a tar baby. I think, you know, we've gotten ourselves into a mess that we're not going to easily get out of now. Iran has already said that they are not allowing us to end the war. They're going to decide when they end the war. That did come from their Iranian leadership. So have you heard anything in Canada about Canadian support for, let's call it, the Allies during World War III?
Oh, gee. You know, yeah, a lot can be said on that, and I do hear the music, so we'll hold on that thought. Thanks.
I can't wait to get Matt back to finish what he's talking about. Be right back, folks. It's a short break. You don't have long. Don't be late coming back.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. My little much younger brother, Matt the Moe, forever will be, a Blood River guy. He's talking about the World War III, and I'm here to tell you, I'm not exaggerating, Matt and Sister Monica. I've lost a little sleep over that because I thought about 2 years ago. I think I might have had a premonition about the World War III. I'm not sure, but it scared the crap out of me. It woke me up in the middle of the night. But anyway, I'm going to shut up and go back to you. Matt, go ahead, buddy, and finish what you're talking about.
Well, I started the open salvo about how we've gotten to this point where we've entered into our own demise over there in the Middle East. It looks like we're going to be forced to give up 5 to 7 bases over there or more. And I was asking Monica right before the break, have you heard anything in Canada about throwing in y'all support on the side of America for this war?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to comment on what you said earlier, Matt, and that was about how Trump led America, or just led Israel and America, with Israel, to do this war without going to Congress. And it occurred to me, and it's been going on for quite some time, and because our media, which is also owned by the tribe, the same ones who are basically pulling all the strings, the puppet strings, you know, puppeteering these leaders around to do their bidding, but they also just don't even bring up or don't even challenge this notion of, gee, what happened to all the other people who are supposedly elected to make decisions in this, oh, this wonderful democracy that we have in the West? It's just a one-man show in America. And then when they talk about leaders from other countries, same thing. It's just basically, oh, well, Trump decided to do this, and Trump decided to do that, and Netanyahu this, Netanyahu that. And it has nothing to do with an elected body, which, of course, we have talked about this before, that democracy is, according to the brilliant Ezra Pound, it's a Jew speak for a country run by Jews. And so, yeah, that you made a very good point that this was done without going to Congress. And then I think the worst part of it is that there's not a peep from the media that, you know, they should be going, whoa, what happened here? He just did this without, you know, consulting with the rest of the elected representatives. Now, as far as Canada goes, it's been kind of a joke that, you know, Mark Carney, he kind of went waffling back and forth on support, no
wow,
support.
What is that hellish noise, y'all?
Yeah, I think maybe Matt, you're...
Sorry, I'm working. Yeah, I'm working out here. Just keep going. I'll try to keep it down.
Might want to mute when you're on that end of it, or when you're not talking. That I don't know if you are able to do that. Anyway, but so Mark Carney, you know, I can't remember the order of things, but one day he was, supportive. Next day he was against it. Next day he was, I don't know, that was going back and forth. But of course, Mark Carney is part of the gang there, you could say. He's not. Of the tribe himself, as far as I know, but he is certainly their puppet. He is certainly one of the, he's a controlled puppet there doing their bidding, and he's dangerous, I would say, because he's smarter than Trudeau, and which makes him more dangerous. Anyway, back over to one of you, and I'll pause.
You know, Matthew, there.
He muted.
Oh, okay. I thought.
Yes, I'm here. I didn't hear.
I'll go ahead. Finish your thing on the war. You took off quite eloquently.
Well, it's no small thing. I mean, we're in a mess, and we're not going to get out of it anytime soon, unfortunately, because the people that were one thing Scott Ritter said. Okay, this is just not my opinion. Okay, I've listened to several people that are experts in the field of defense and have spent their time working under Department of Defense jobs, various ones. But like Scott Ritter, for example, I listened to him, and he talked about how, you basically have created a situation where it's our people in their current condition, the way that they are, and you're fighting a people group who literally believe their religious values to their death. You know, and within 3 or 4 days of the bombs initially dropping, they're out in the street. And he made a good point. Like, what American city, if bombs started dropping on any American city, what American city would the people be out in the streets right after the bombs started dropping? And while the bombs are dropping, they're out in the streets. And there is no American city like that. We don't have those kind of people with that kind of determination and that kind of grit. You know, but Iran has at least 50, 60 million of those types of people. So we're not just going to go in there and bomb this place into submission. And ultimately, I'm looking at everything they're doing, and it looks like the same playbook that we did in Iraq and Afghanistan. It looks like we were just trying to destabilize from the air, and now we're talking about sending in troops to finish the destabilization. But this is no small country. This is a very highly advanced country, and people with great determination to self-exist. So self-determination is going to be a big factor in the morale of the troops. Anyway, so
this
what
is
do you
the
all
big
think
one,
about those
it?
Comments? And
it's the big one.
I really
one.
Believe it is.
It's,
I think he's gotten us into a I think he's gotten us into a problem that there is no solution at this point. Because we've burned the bridge behind us, and going forward is the only option. But the forward is against a battle, really a war that we cannot win. So,
you know, they've been talking about this war for decades, haven't they? Decades.
Oh, yes. 40 years.
Well, Netanyahu. Yeah, Netanyahu made a comment recently that they've wanted this for, I think it was Ben Giver, I think, who said they've wanted this for 47 years. Actually, it was both of them. Netanyahu said it in one interview. Then Ben Giver confirmed it, I think, with another one. Netanyahu said we wanted this for 40 years, and Ben Giver said 47 or something like that. So they have been pushing for this for a long time for their greater Israel plan. Anyway, and it's a complete self-existential problem for us because, you know, the obvious problem that we're facing across the West here is our right to exist as white people, you know, and this is another one of those Zionist wars that is conscripting a lot of people and taking in young men who think that they're patriotic and serving their country. And they're going to find at the end of this that it was all for naught, or that they were serving a different country's interest. You know,
I'm wondering.
I was having a conversation.
Sorry, I'm just going to ask you. I'm wondering, because you're saying they will find out that it was, you know, for what? But I'm wondering if they aren't already in that headspace. Many of the young men, and I guess young women as well, going off to fight this war. They really don't want to, do they? Or what's your sense on that?
Yeah, it's hard to know because we are getting so little information from those battlefields, like those areas. What little bit I know is that some of the aircraft carriers, like some of the crew has been doing things to sabotage a little bit, like backing up toilets and stuff. Or
right.
They just call it a technical flaw, but I'm not entirely sure that this wasn't, an active thing of protest for these people.
Yes.
They really didn't want to get back into the zone of being hit by missiles. So, and I can't blame them, honestly. So maybe the ones that are active duty, but a lot of these young jarheads that are really wanting to go, you know, get into some heavy duty fighting because they grew up on playing Call of Duty and all this, I think they're going to really come to realize that this isn't about American safety and patriotism. And unfortunately, that's the hard reality of that oath that they swear. So anyway, I talked to some people at work, and the Christian Zionist thing going on all through, America, really, is quite a bit of a problem. We talk about it a lot on here. But what I challenged them, because it inevitably came down to a point where we were talking about, well, your news sources are bad, okay? They just question my news or my view of politics. So I said, all right, throw all that aside. I work for a Christian place. All right, let's talk about Christ and the Bible. I said, you will not find it in the Bible anywhere where it says bomb your enemies before they bomb you. But that's their mentality. That is these people's mentality. We're going to hit them before they hit us. And I made it clear to them. I said, there is, pagan tribes and heathen tribes, and there are peoples out there that believe like that. You know, the Middle Easterners, they used a lot of assassins through the ages and stuff, and those people do believe hit them before they hit us.
Well, so, no, like, one believes that more than the Jews.
Yeah, exactly. And they really do have that kind of spirit about them. So I'll tell you what, like, our Christians here need to start reading the Bible, get very acquainted with what the Lord Jesus Christ did and what he said. Because this is
not the Schofield Bible. You know?
Amen.
Right. Well, these concepts are not, you know, the Schofield, he wrote notes and stuff. If you even just read the words of the Bible in the Schofield Bible, you have to interpret it as love. Christ did not tell us bomb our enemies before they bomb us. That is not what he told us at all.
Matt, we're going to go to our Bible of the Hour break. It's going to be about 4 minute break. People, you got plenty of time to get some coffee, tea, use the restroom, whatever you got, but don't be late. 4 minutes. Come back in 4 minutes.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Mary Rose. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the U.S. military plane that went down in Iraq, killing all six crew members.
Celebration marking Quds or Jerusalem Day in Tehran. Now, this airstrike came after the Israelis only a short time earlier had warned that they were going to target an area near Tehran University. That's where this Quds Day celebration was taking place.
Jet fuel prices are increasing, and that could mean we'll pay higher airfares.
Airline ticket prices are starting to climb as carriers respond to rising jet fuel costs tied to the war in Iran. Some international carriers already have raised their fares or added fuel surcharges. Experts say fares increase, but when and by how much? And that can be hard to predict. Industry analysts say the impact of higher jet fuel costs can vary based on the route, airline, and travel demand. I'm Mike Hempen.
Talks between the U.S. and Cuba are ongoing.
After several days of speculation, President Díaz-Canel announced that talks between Cuba and the United States have taken place. He added that any negotiations must respect equality, each country's political system, and Cuba's sovereignty and self-determination. Díaz-Canel also said that no oil has entered Cuba in 3 months, calling the impact of U.S. energy blockade tremendous.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Home sales.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you, thank you, thank you for hanging out. And I'd like to especially, oh, you know what? I forgot to, golly Moses, me and my own brain. I didn't talk about the donors the first of the show. But anyway, we had one fella, I almost cry every time I talk about him. His Jay-Z from Blood River Radio was on AZ. He was drafted in about the same time I was. He was in Vietnam, and he's my brother. In fact, I'm looking at his card right now, and I'll say this all the time. The Military Order of the Purple Heart, he was wounded. He still carries the scars, the limp, the effects, but it doesn't affect his mind any at all. He sent me a really nice card and sent me some nice photograph. I won't even mention the type of automobile he has, but it's an old collector's item because you know how our enemies are. They can trace down anything. But he has a very old muscle car, and I just love that guy to death. I've identified with him so much. He's like I'm closer to him than I was with some of my blood relatives. And I'm not playing the veteran card because I was drafted and it just happened to be me. It could have been anybody. But, you know, when you are in an area like that, and it can be combat in South Memphis, but when you're in the same area of the theater of operations, you get really attached to people. God bless you, Jay-Z. He sent me a great card and a great donation. He supports us every month. He really does. Without people like Jay-Z from Blood River Railroad, Zone AZ, we could not exist. Also, we got a nice card from our friend Jim from Washington State. He got this card, and it says, thinking of, instead of, he scratched out you and wrote in BRR, thinking of Blood River Radio, always brightens my day and brings me joy. He says, just enough to let you know you're a bright spot in my day. And that includes you too, Monica, and you too, Matt. He always does that. They live for Blood River Radio. This fella, he's an attorney, and he wrote a letter. I've got the letter on my wall that he wrote a couple years ago. And he specifically mentioned some of the people. Mentioned you, Monica. You were on doing a show. We talked about the Knoxville Massacre, amongst those other things that night. But anyway, they listen. They never miss a program, and they support us with their money. But I'd like to thank them so much for contributing. And before I'm glad I didn't forget that. But I do. I'm so Jay-Z. He's just like a brother of mine. But bless his heart. I'm starting to get all emotional now. We were over there in Vietnam at the same time, and it was just hell. I'll tell you how bad it was being a combat medic, and you're listening to a kid 17, 18 years old, and he's asking you, is he going to live? And you're saying, hell yeah, you're going to live, you stupid bastard. What makes you think you're going to die? And you're thinking, yeah, you got about 90 seconds, and you're bleeding out, and we can't stop the bleeding. But anyway, JD knows all about that, and I just love him to death, and I can't say enough about him. He really pours a lot of money into Blood River Radio. We couldn't do without it. Anyway, a couple comments here from what Matt was talking about war. I'm hearing, and I don't really think that we have them. We keep hearing about these things about sleeper cells. I don't think we have any sleeper cells here in America. I may be wrong. But what I'm really worried about, I do not put it past these Jew bastards to use nukes on Iran. And they would do it, and that stinking Jew, Trump, they got him by the testicles with piano wire. He's probably one of them. I firmly believe that man is evil. I started off believing in him in 2016, but I think Trump is pure evil. He's proving me while what he's doing. He is being controlled by whether he's controlled or not. He is allowing these damn Jews to go in and incinerate innocent people. We hear about, oh, terrorists. We're going to stop the terrorists. Have you seen these billowing towers of smoke that goes up 1,000 feet in the air, flames in the air, hospitals and schools being bombed and napalmed, just in Iran, just like they did in Gaza. Well, by God, that fits my definition of a damn terrorist. There ain't no bigger terrorist in the damn world than a damn Jew. And Trump, you're one of them, you sorry son of a bitch. And here's something I'll say one more thing before I go back to you guys. There is no way, and one more thing before I go to one more thing. The Marine in the Capitol building who was abused and stomped and treated like a crack whore on steroids with a machine gun. They treated that man in his dress blues, by God. A Marine of all people. You broke his arm, you sorry bastard, Sheehan Senator, son of a bitch. I despise you. I spit on you. I spit on your stinking flag. I'll never salute that damn flag again as long as I live. Not all the shit I've seen. And I'm going to tell you something else. There's only one way to turn this damn war around, and we have to bring this government down, Matt. And you and I have talked about that 1,000 times. And Sister Monica, the government in this United States is not a government of we the people. We're a captive government. A bunch of stinking Jews have been running this government for over 100 years. Everybody knows it. And if you had ever had any doubt whatsoever, all you have to do is see what they did to a Marine, by God, in dress blues who's been in combat, and they broke his damn arm simply because he said he didn't want his daughters and sons, and we don't want our daughters and sons here in the United States to go die for a foreign country. That's what he said. But it's a combat Marine. He puts his life on the line to defend this country. He's not allowed to say anything like that. Anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up before it gets kicked off the air. Go back to you, Sister Monica.
Yeah, absolutely. I just underline everything you said, Eddie. It is an occupied country, same with ours. Same with, I think, every single Western country now is occupied by Jewish handlers. Now, whether the, you know, leaders of our various countries are Jewish or not themselves, they are controlled by the Jewish handlers. There's no question. And then to top it off, you have the media in the hands of the same tribe of people. And yes. So, and then of course, the third part of that, I guess it's another pillar of power, is who owns the banks, who prints the money, and who owns the banks. So this is, we're in a pickle. We are in a pickle, but they are still so very afraid of us knowing and understanding the truth. I always come back to this, Eddie. This is what does still give me, we should never lose hope. We must never lose hope, because then you might as well just dig your grave and jump right in it. But the fact that they are so afraid of the truth, and they are imprisoning more and more, you know, political prisoners in all these countries, for words, for peaceful, just thinking the wrong thoughts and speaking the wrong words. Why would they do that if they actually really have it all, you know, sewn up and tight, you know, done? No, they do not. They are so afraid of a grand awakening that they are, like, the censoring is just going crazy. And I'm just reading an article about it, more, you know, political prisoners in Germany and Austria, and there's, you know, people that are on the streets there and protesting all this, and I learn new names every single day about political prisoners, and I'm only just one person learning a tiny wincy tiny little bit. There are so many political prisoners. Well, why are there political prisoners? Powers that should not be don't like it when people actually speak out and speak the truth. So they, yeah, that's very dangerous to them. So more of us need to do that. That's what we do need to do, folks. And I guess we need to inform other people. There are many people around in your communities. I mean, I experience it all the time. They haven't got a clue that there is such a thing as a political prisoner. So that's our job, to inform people. You know, let's rattle each other awake a little bit here. And yes. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go forward from here, but That is something that I do know, is that the powers that should not be are very afraid still of the truth. So the truth is powerful. The truth yes. is powerful.
And you know, Sister Monica, like I said earlier, we have this government here in the U.S. and that government in Canada, I'll conclude them, and the government in England, the governments have to be brought down. They have to be torched one way or the other. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn told us how to do it. If you will go in, and one of his quotes, one of my favorite quotes in the whole world, Alexander Solzhenitsyn is talking about what happens if you're too late. You're too timid. Alexander says, we said earlier, he talked about how cowardly and effeminate the Western man has become. Well, here's what he said. This comes from the Gulag Archipelago. Alexander Solzhenitsyn talks about it. Uh-oh, we're going to a break. When we come back, I've got to read this quote. It's our blueprint on how we take this government back. It has to be taken all the way down. It has to be rebuilt by we the people, we the white people of the world. We have to do that. Be right back, folks.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
I say Alexander Solzhenitsyn was right. We don't want to sit here and die a slow death and go along with this damn Satan government, this Jewish satanic government controlling us. Here's what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said. He said, talking about when he was in the concentration camp and how we burned in the camps later, thinking what things would have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family. Or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs doors and at every step on the staircase, but had understood, and this is where we are now, this is where we are in time now, what he's talking about in this sentence, but had understood they had nothing left to lose. And had, well, we don't have anything left to lose, people. And they had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, with hammers, with pokers, or whatever else we had at hand. If they'd done that, the organs would quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all the Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. if, but we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. And by God, he's telling the truth. And we the people here, we, especially the white people, we deserve every damn bad thing that happens to us. We don't stand up and overthrow this damn Jew government. And I don't give a shit how we do it. It's got to go down. We got to get rid of this government. We have to take this government back. And Sister Monica, during the break, pointed out that the only so-called extermination, the only Holocaust that we ever hear about is the one that didn't happen. If the damn so-called Holocaust, the mean old rascally Nazis killed all those poor innocent Jews to death. We never hear about the Armenian genocide that Sister Monica talked about. We never hear about the Holodomor, where millions and millions were killed and starved to death. We never hear about this, the 100 million that Alexander Solzhenitsyn said died in the concentration camps of the Siberia run by the damn stinking Jew Cheka. Matt, back to you, Matt. Chime in, buddy.
Yeah, so I got a couple points or a few things to what y'all talked about. We do need to be aware of everything that's going on and what in recent memory has happened. You know, you might remember, I just thought about that alligator Alcatraz they built down in Florida. Yeah. And they pretended like they were going to start really getting on deporting illegals and all that. And people in our communities were already asking, well, is this for dissident Americans? But perhaps it was all in preparation of things like the war on Iran. Are they going to start up like the old Japanese concentration camps like they did during World War II with Iranian Americans? And, you know, it's all speculation. Who knows? But we need to keep things like that in mind. And on censorship, they have really increased their censorship through this war. And if there's one thing I want the listeners to really consider, pause and consider, you think we're being dramatic, you think we're over-exaggerating how bad this war has gotten quick, then consider why has both sides, Iran and all the U.S. allies and bases over there and all of the cities over there, all started censoring like crazy all of the material that's coming out of there on the internet. They've all... basically have stopped any video footage. For example, in UAE, I was reading where you get up to 2 years in prison and a $40,000 fine, and they've already arrested, like, there was even more this morning, but it's in the 40s, I think, some 40 number that they've already arrested, or maybe it was 50-something people that they've already arrested. So there's teeth behind this censorship. I've also heard that in Israel, they're threatening up to 5 years in prison for releasing any films of bombs coming in. So if it's not as bad as we're saying, if you think we're just being dramatic, then I want you to consider why such heavy censorship? If this is just a simple one attack and we're done, like Operation Midnight Hammer, like last year in the 12 Days War. No, this is something much greater than we're being told, led to believe. There's things operating before these events even happened, like the Venezuela operation, I think, to secure oil for this military campaign. So, yeah, America, Eddie, has got to go. This thing is what they're doing is taking our tax money and funding destroying people around the world against our wishes. And this is not what any of us voted for. We never voted. But there's another point I wanted to mention, Eddie, and that was you had said something like Donald Trump has betrayed us. Listen, we got to get it through our heads that the government is not ours. It has not been ours for as long as you have been alive, I'm sure, any of you. The government has been taken over and completely occupied. Donald Trump gave me exactly what I knew he was going to give us. He even said it during his third campaign tour that he was going to consider revoking the things Biden did for Iran and taking away their, you know, and all but said he was going to get into a war with Iran. He was fueling the fire against Iran heavy. So anyone that thinks Donald Trump didn't campaign for this, no, go back and listen to his third when he was campaigning for his third term, things he said about Iran. he absolutely told you in no uncertain terms that he was going to be going to war with Iran. So, you know, we need to really remember that this government is not ours. It's not our people. It's being co-opted, and Donald Trump is a piece of garbage. Honestly, he just he is a low-life human scum that has accepted the 30 pieces of silver to sell everything he believes out. And in fact, I bet that man has no beliefs. You know, that's the only reason he can stand up and say Bible verses at Liberty University, and then go to the Wailing Wall and put his hands up in front of his rabbi and his handler. And then, you know, declare his allegiance to Judaica. So, anyway, that's all I've got to say, and I'll kick it back to Monica.
Matt, wouldn't you say it was rather Orwellian when he was, when he opened or created a Ministry of Peace, or what was it called? Like he, the Ministry of Peace. Wasn't
Department
that rather
of War,
out of, right out of George Orwell's novel?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not familiar with what you're referring to, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, George Orwell. The
what are you referring to?
1984. Well, wasn't he? Didn't he do a like? I don't know. We heard something in
yes.
the news here. Eddie, what was that? A Ministry of Peace.
Matter of fact, there's a ministry. Say a Department of.
The Board of Peace. I know
board,
exactly. Okay. All right. The Board of Peace over
okay.
Gaza.
Yes.
Yeah, and no doubt anyone that's going to have any financial, you can see the people that were wanting to genocide the Gazans. Just look at the people that signed up to be on the Board of Peace, because they're the ones who are going to financially profit from this takeover of Gaza and the West Bank. The poor Palestinians never had a chance with these bloodthirsty people like Netanyahu and Donald Trump.
Hell,
back
we don't
to
have
you, Monica.
Yeah, that just struck me as pure inversion. I was astonished that anybody would take that seriously. The Board of Peace, while there's all this destruction going on. I mean, it just doesn't get any more Orwellian than that.
It's like in our face, isn't it, Monica? I mean, he did that, it's in our... I can see him laughing his butt off when he got the Board of Peace, just laughing and just throwing it in our face. And we got these evangelical Southern Baptist types just cheering it on. Let's kill for God. Let's kill these Palestinian children for Jesus. Jesus wants us to kill all these people because they might, if we don't, they might harm our Jews. You know, we've said this before, and that I think some of these evangelical, Sister Monica and Matt, I think their idea is we could turn the United States and Canada into a burned out cinder, into a glass parking lot, as long as we just protect that Israel, the land of the chosen people. I mean, they're so brainwashed. I don't know if there's ever any hope for those people.
You know, we've talked a lot about Trump, and I kind of think back to how the media treated him in his first go around, and I think largely in the second go around too, when they were just dumping on him. And I think this was like a double deception on us, because they know that many of us who are on to the you know, the Jewish media, that okay, if they're dumping on him, if they're criticizing him that badly, he must be good. You see,
yes,
so that was part
right.
of it. It was part of this double deception, was it not?
I think you're 100% right. And by the way, I heard it's probably a lowball figure that he's his wealth of his family has increased by $4 billion since this last time he's been in since he's been in office. But you're
so
absolutely.
I want to say something that's kind of a little comical, I guess. But like, let's say you come home from work every night. I want to talk to my real patriotic. All right, there's the break.
Well, go ahead. You have 30 seconds. Go ahead. Get it in there.
Well, no, I don't think I can. This is going to be a little bit of an illustration for people.
Oh.
So, anyway, I want to explain it on the top side.
Well, save it till next week. I think I'd like to get you on, and we're going to have Will Franklin on next week. Certainly are. But God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I really, if you could enjoy being mad, worked up, I did. I just love the people we had home, Matt, Mo, and Sister Monica Schaefer. thank you to beloved people so much for coming on. I want to thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. And keep in touch with me, and I'll keep in touch with y'all. Well,
it was a pleasure to be on with you, Matt. And thank you, Eddie. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And I'm hesitant to
use
this,
but
I will.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you. We're going to transition into the third hour of Faith TS. Back at work with Too Bad About It.